was awesome. Thank you very much, choir. Singing can be challenging and intimidating, so it's awesome to see kids of different ages up front singing. It's awesome. It's a great gift. Martin Luther's credited as saying, like, the Word of God is amazing, but second to the Word of God is music and knowing who God is. It's amazing that we get to have this gift of music, that we get to share with one another. Speaking of sharing, we're going to talk a little bit about the theme that we're having for these Advent sermons. The theme is the Word become flesh. It's one of the key verses about Christmas. This would be from John 1. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So, we're going to be exploring a couple of the key ways that our God is, well, the Word become flesh, that he is still present, he is active among us. So I thought, as I'm preparing this sermon, primarily for middle schoolers, I thought, what's a fun phrase? And I thought, let's get this bread. No, nothing? A little bit of giggles, I'll take it. Let's get this bread. So it's a saying, it's a different slang use of let's get what we want, let's get this money, let's get this thing accomplished. But today, let's talk about let's getting this bread, specifically the bread of life. And we're talking about bread a lot. I have a question. Raise your hand if you like bread. Just curious. Good. Good amount. Awesome. I also like bread too. My wife's in the front row. She is awesome, and she made me a full loaf of new bread, which is awesome. Yeah, you can give that a round of applause. Absolutely. But yes, but no, I love bread. My goodness, I'll go through a lot of bread. And believe it or not, in the Bible, in the Old Testament in particular, bread was one of the staple foods that everyone ate in that area of the world. In fact, so much so is that the word food and the word bread in the Old Testament in Hebrew actually was the same word. The word for food, the word for bread, they were both the same word. They didn't have a word for food. All their food was bread. And Jesus, if you think about it, he's from the house of bread. Bethlehem. Bethlehem, house of bread. His name, literally, well, his hometown is house of bread. But yes, food in the Old Testament was an important thing. Hospitality was an important thing. And bread was at the center of it all. So that takes us to our gospel reading for today, where Jesus says that he is the bread of life. Now, do you guys think that he is talking about physically being a loaf of bread? Well, yes and no, to a degree. So, I think you can explore this passage in two key ways. First way is in a narrow sense, and then in a second way is a much wider sense. Let's start first with the narrow sense as I put the bread on the altar. Let's think about a time when we see bread in church. We see it when we gather up front for communion. How many of you guys that are in the choir today, how many of you guys have gone through confirmation or are going through it? Yeah, we got one, got a couple, awesome. How many of you guys have been through First Communion? Yeah, awesome. How many of you guys will be going into it in this next upcoming year? Absolutely. Well, that's what we're talking about when we literally have communion. Jesus, he is feeding us the bread of life. Later on in that chapter, guys, in John chapter 6, verse 56, it says, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in them." That's really what we're doing in communion, guys. We are literally, when you think about it, taking on a piece of Christ. Pretty wild when you think about it. But that piece of Christ becomes a part of you. In a very real sense, you become Christ embodied in the world. And everyone around you that's taking it at the same time becomes one with you. It's a beautiful thing. It's incredible. And he is with us in that way. It's how he has promised to be with us. That is, in the narrow sense, what Jesus of the bread of life is. He's talking about communion, this fellowship that we get to have with one another. That's the narrow sense. And in a wider sense, it could mean a couple of different ways. Primarily, I would say his word, the Bible. Jesus is the bread of life that keeps us fed throughout all of life. Let me get this in a different way. Are you guys in a little bit of a different mood after you, if you were to skip a meal? How many of you guys ate breakfast today? Raise your hand. How many of you guys accidentally skipped breakfast today? A couple? Okay. We got a couple that skipped meals. Do you get in a different mood when you skip a meal? Do you get in a different mindset? Do you get a little bit more crabby? Do you get a little bit more hungry? Do you get a little bit more short with your siblings or your spouses or whatever it might be? Well, in the same way, guys, Jesus is the bread of life. He is the Word. The stories about Him sustain us throughout the entirety of our lives. Think about it. Feeding off of the Word of God, feeding off of the stories that we know about Him, it's what sustains us throughout our lives. Being part of church, being part of worship, all that is included in that too. And just like you might not remember what you had for breakfast yesterday, even you might forget this sermon by tomorrow, it still feeds you. It still helps you continue on in the journey of life. But that's what it means that Jesus, in the wide sense, He keeps us sustained throughout all of life. He equips us to go and to share the bread of life with others as well. It'd be a little bit obnoxious if I were to eat this entire loaf of bread by myself in one setting. But, and then, well, any bread that size, that would be. But bread is meant to be shared. It's meant to be given to others. In the same way, we're meant to share Jesus, to give Him to other people, to tell the story of Jesus with one another. So I got to ask, does anybody here want bread? I saw your hand first. You get half a loaf. Congratulations.
I'm not going to turn that down.
There you go.
Thank you.
But we're called to share bread with others. Is that not a glorious thing to do? Did you know you get bread tonight? No. In the same way, sharing the gospel, sharing the good news, sharing the story of Jesus, it provides joy, it provides meaning, it provides so much good in life. Jesus is the bread of life. He brings smile to your face. He brings life. He brings meaning. He brings purpose to it all. It's incredible. Share the bread of life. Share the stories of God as you've been taught them. Continue to share them. Continue to live them out. Let it sustain you throughout the entirety of your life, constantly feeding off of Him, the Word made flesh. So let's get this bread, the bread that sustains us to life everlasting. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Please stand as we confess together our common